Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another electrifying episode of our podcast, where we bring you the most inspiring stories from the world of fitness and in health. Today, we have a special guest who's not just transforming his own life, but is becoming a beacon of hope for countless others. I would say millions. My guest today is Dave Dana, and from his grueling 4 a.m. gym sessions to his ironclad determination, Dave's passion for health has earned him the admiration of millions, including Arnold Schwarzenegger just recently, who has included him regularly in his email blasts that are going out. And it's very interesting to watch all of this, and it's inspiring at the same time. The Terminator's tweeting him out, his support for what Dave is doing and inspiring people. So with that syllable for approval, I just wanted to set that table and talk to you about Dave's journey. We're going to ask him a few questions this morning and talk about his unwavering commitment to his self-improvement and exploring the true grit that fuels his unstoppable drive. So just grab your headphones, get ready to be inspired, and join us as we embark on our incredible adventure with Dave. Hey, Dave, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Dave, what sort of inspired you to start down this path? You've lost upwards of 100 pounds so far.
Absolutely. So last year, about June of 2022, I flew for the first time since COVID, and I needed a seatbelt extender, which was probably the most embarrassing experience of my entire life. And then I came back, I landed, and I realized I had just moved into a new house that I was really struggling to walk up the steps, which was also embarrassing, but at least private, unlike the seatbelt extender. And then I thought, you know, I should get to the bottom of this and see how much I weigh. So I got on my scale and it gave me an error message. At first, I assumed it was the batteries or I needed a new one, but I quickly came to the conclusion that it was because the scale maxed out at 400 pounds and I must be over 400 pounds. And so those sort of combination of things happening in May and June of 2022 was really my wake-up call that I needed to make some radical changes. And rather quickly, I had just turned 30 years old and, you know, lots of things I want to accomplish in my life. And I felt that a lot of them were rapidly slipping away or about to slip away. I was already over 400 pounds and probably still gaining, although again, who knows, because I couldn't get a number. So that is what triggered my sort of health and weight loss journey. And it was about 4 or 5 weeks later of diet and exercise that I finally got my 399.9 that I take as my starting weight on June 29th of 2022. And yeah, I'm down about 86 pounds as of this week. But again, probably more than that, because that first 4 or 5 weeks, the starting weight was just an error.
Yeah, gotcha. You know, I don't normally dress like this, Dave, and I wanted to explain why, so you didn't think, you know, that you just caught me in the middle of my day dressed in this weird,
yes.
Weird suit here. So like, you know, and this leads into my next question, my own health journey. I didn't have to lose a ton of weight, but I did have my own health struggles, and some of those involved a lot of pain, weakness, just improper lifting. I built muscle the wrong way, and I went through dozens and dozens of visits to doctors, chiropractors, and stuff like that. So I guess my question is, this is a muscle electrical stimulation suit. I've been doing this workout today. So my question is, what sort of challenges have you faced so far and you see yourself having to overcome throughout the rest of your journey?
Initially, the first thing I faced was, what should I do? Right? Because I'm not an expert, but everyone on the internet appears to be an expert other than me. And yet they all have conflicting information about what I should do in terms of diet, in terms of exercise, in terms of lifestyle. And, you know, as a large man and as any other large person will tell you, I had tried and failed to diet countless times beforehand. And I had taken all of these sort of general diet advice that every, you know, American basically had gotten over the last 20 or 30 or 40 years. And it hadn't worked for me. And, you know, we were getting to the point where I was trying the same thing over and over, expecting different results, you know, right? The definition of insanity. Yeah. And I needed to do something differently. So the first challenge I faced was, what actually do I do? Because counting my calories religiously, eating like a ton of salads and low calorie vegetables and driving myself into a huge caloric deficit while doing tons and tons of cardio worked. You'll obviously lose weight during that method, but I was miserable. And I always fell off the bandwagon and gained more weight back rather quickly. So the first challenge was, I want to try something different as opposed to just doing the same thing over and over again. And so that's how I came to sort of the diet I'm doing now, was a little bit different than what I had done prior. And then other challenges along the way included getting up the I don't know, the balls, I guess I'll say, a little bit inappropriately to go into the gym, to walk into the gym alone every morning at over 400 pounds, never having gone to a gym before, not knowing how to use any of the equipment, and just trying to figure it out and making sure that I kept up that determination, that motivation to do that. There's a lot of intimidation. I think probably people face it the first time they go into a gym or early on, even without being super morbidly obese, but at over 400 pounds, it was extra challenging. And I don't want to ramble too much, but believe me, there have been challenges to overcome at every turn, and I'm sure there will be going forward. In terms of just future ones, at some point I'm going to plateau, I'm going to slow down. I can tell you that that's going to be rough on my mental health, and it's going to feel pretty frustrating. So I do foresee that as a future one as well. I think weight loss will get harder once I'm under 300, which I almost am, once I'm under 250, especially if I'm trying to do something a little bit under 200. So I do think that will be a future challenge that I see coming down the pipeline.
But you know, you're being transparent about all of this, and you have some of the top minds in the space following you, all of these resources to be able to tap into different physicians and people that are studying these things and metabolic health. So I think it's just incredible. I think we're all going to really enjoy seeing you deal with whatever challenges do arise. You know, it's just part of the journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
So how do you stay motivated?
So really what I came to the conclusion of back when I turned 30 and I was this large was that it has to be for me more than just a diet change or starting exercise. There has to be a mindset change. There has to be a mental health aspect that sort of encompasses everything else and really is the driving factor. And for me, that was the future. You know, I'm optimistic. I'm positive. I think this is the greatest time to be alive, probably in the history of humanity. You know, not that I'm a historian or anything. I'm an accountant, but there's so much that I want to do in life, that I want to accomplish in life. You know, I'd like to be a husband and a father. I'd like to put down roots in a community. I would like to reconnect with my faith. And I really did, as I mentioned, I felt a lot of those goals slipping away as I was over 400 pounds, right? How am I going to do those things if I have trouble with stairs and seatbelts and folding chairs, right? Like I had to look inward and really come to terms and stop lying to myself that I needed to do something different. It needed to start with a mindset and my mental health, and it needed to be bigger than just a diet change. It really is a lifestyle and a mental health change. And those at the core of it, those are the overarching motivators that get me up, you know, at 4 a.m. 5 days a week to get to the gym.
Yeah. You know, in the short term, it might be a little bit painful, but it serves your needs over time.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And I do think people will tell you, you know, motivation becomes discipline and routine. And that is definitely true over time. But at the same time, it's never easy to get out of bed at 4 a.m. Like there has to be something, in my opinion, that does motivate you. And I think it's those overarching things, and it's those coming to terms that I'm 30 years old. I'm ready to start, the next chapters of my life and the future. And to do that, you know, I need to make some real hard changes in my life.
So, Dave, that leads me into the next question that I wanted to ask. And this might be a bit sensitive to some people. And with the topics that I talk about online, you know, it's all around metabolic health. And I have my own reasons for that. You know, my mother had cancer. I've known lots of people that have cancer. I see sick people all around us. 45% of the country is obese, and more than like 80% is overweight. We're That's one of the crazy. Sickest countries in the world. And whenever I post things on certain platforms, you know, I get a lot of pushback about body image, and none of the points I'm ever making are about body image. So how would you address body positivity and that sort of undercurrent in our society with, you know, not wanting people to feel ashamed with promoting, you know, those states of health and ignoring obesity related health risks?
Sure. It's a tough topic. And it's definitely one that I see in sort of the spheres I travel online as well. From my perspective, I very much appreciate body positivity in terms of finding beauty in different body types and finding beauty in different shapes and sizes and colors, especially having a more inclusive version of beauty and body positivity than maybe we saw in sort of the 1990s Sports Illustrated, you know, swimsuit cover edition, very specific one type of body image over and over again. I think as with so many things in our culture and in our politics, we take it to an extreme place whereby you see the promotion of things that are probably maybe beyond just body positivity and moving into health at every size. And again, I have enough trouble taking my own weight off, so I'm not telling people what to do with their weight. But what I can tell you is that when I was over 400 pounds, I was worried about my life every day. I still am to an extent. I'm still over 300, I'm about 313. And so I just didn't find a whole lot of positivity in myself at that point in time. Now, there are lots of other things that were positive going on in my life, but in order to be more positive about myself and to improve my self-image, I felt that, one, I did need to lose weight, but I don't think we should be addicted to the scale. I think there are other things too, right? I got blood work done. There were a lot of blood metrics I needed to improve on, my A1C, my glucose, my blood pressure, resting heart rate. So it wasn't just the scale. I don't want to be hyper-focused on weight, but at over 400 pounds at 30 years old, things like stairs, chairs, seatbelts, along with weight and blood work, were all indicating to me, along with my spiraling mental health, that there was not a lot of positivity going on, and that regardless of what other people were doing, I needed to make some drastic changes.
Yeah. So
it's a very fine line to walk, to be honest, because I understand the fundamentals and I agree with them. It's just it's a somewhat unfortunate place that I find it, in an extreme nature, as with so many things online.
That's very well said. I'm curious about the role that nutrition played in your transformation, and if you had to seek out specific physicians that would be familiar with that type of approach, or if you just are working with a doctor that's open for you trying things.
So my local doctor was not super on board with me trying sort of a different approach than sort of the basic diet advice you'll get in, over the last 20, 30, 40 years, which I'm sure is what he got in medical school. However, he understood that I had tried it before and it hadn't worked, and that there were a few things that were going to be worse for me than staying over 400 pounds. And since my blood work has improved more rapidly than he was expecting, and my weight has consistently dropped, and the big question on a diet like I'm doing is what's going to happen to my cholesterol? And so far, my triglycerides and LDL have dropped, which is a positive indicator. And so at the moment, he is on board with what I'm doing, although the recommendation did not come from him. He was on board and he said, let's see where this goes. It would be difficult to be worse than over 400 pounds, sedentary lifestyle, eating fast food, junk food, soda, right? So, we'll see when I get lower and I start to tweak things a little bit more. Now, having said that, I do talk to Nick and a number of other doctors online who are far more, knowledgeable in the specific low-carb and ketogenic space that I find myself in. And so when I look for actual nutrition advice and whatnot, I do look online rather than to my local doctor. My local doctor is there to actually get the blood work done and to do physical exams and to make sure that everything's, it's sort of a balancing act between the two. I live in the deep South in a rural area of the country, and there's no way I can replace the expertise like someone like Nick has at Harvard or the other people online with a local resource here.
I'm in the deep South as well, Arkansas.
Yes, I'm in South Carolina. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. So what advice would you give to somebody that's starting out on this journey? Because, I would be curious from your perspective what that would be.
One thing I wish I had realized earlier is that almost everyone, I'm not going to say everyone because I know I'll get that comment, almost everyone wants you to be successful and wants you to belong in the spaces you're trying to get into. Whether that's showing your journey online on social media, whether that's going to the gym for the first time, whether that's going to a health food store, whether that's going and speaking to faith leaders, whether that's your friends or family, whether it's your coworkers or going to a nutrition store for the first time, there's a huge wealth of people who want you to succeed and who want you to feel like you belong in a space like a gym where you probably maybe have never been before, or even the doctor's office, right? I didn't go to the doctor for over a decade. I knew what they were going to say, right? And so I feel like I a lot away for years, and that had a huge detrimental impact on my mental health and delayed my start of my own journey because of my fear and my intimidation. And one of the reasons I continue to be so public with, even like this week, I didn't quite get the weight loss I wanted to, or sometimes I post a video of me using a machine that I don't know how to use. I really don't know if I'm using it right. And there's no trainers at the gym at 4:15, right? So AM that is. So one thing I would say, if someone is in my shoes or even bigger or struggling with something else, is the first steps are very important and they're very hard, but that everyone around you in almost every setting wants you to be successful, wants you to be there. And I know how hard it is to open up, but future you will be very thankful if you do that early on. And I think you'll quickly realize that despite the negativity and toxicity we often see in the modern world, there's a huge wealth of positivity, of optimism, and of support from experts and non-experts. It's just been completely mind-blowing. I mean, I know like Arnold Schwarzenegger is crazy that he's retweeting me, but like just the volume of like everyday people reaching out. I try to sometimes post their comments and DMs they send to me. Just people reaching out in real life, people at the gym, people I see now at like the grocery store. There's a huge amount of people, including your in real life support network, who want you to be successful and want you to succeed in places that you feel are uncomfortable because they're out of your comfort zone, like the gym, like the doctor's office, maybe like, you know, going back to your roots, your church, your community, whatnot. And I feel like that was a major stumbling block and something that held me back initially. And it's now been a major eye-opening experience 9 months later.
Well said, Dave. And I enjoy listening and hearing your insights on these things. And I hope that everybody else enjoyed it as well. You can find Dave online at all the different social media platforms. I'm going to get all of those links and put them in the description down below. I follow him on Twitter, where I'm most active. I hope everybody, if you have any questions, you can reach out to Dave or post a comment down below. Thank you, guys. Dave, thank you so much, man. I hope we're going to stay in touch, and I'm eager to see what happens on this journey.
Thank you. My pleasure. I appreciate being here.